for the Daily Dust. Buckle up, Buttercup.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Will Smith has been reflecting on his 10-year Oscars ban, and that follows, of course, the infamous 2022 slap incident. When asked, would he appeal? He said,
I am looking to be the best human I can possibly be, and I'm going to take what I get with that.
Oh, so he's saying if they let him off, then he would take that if he shows he's a better person. Okay, whatever. The husband of late Suzanne Summers teamed up with a robotics company to make an AI, quote-unquote, twin of her. Doesn't look a thing like her. Sounds just like her because it's her voice. Drew Barrymore shared on her talk show that a man who asked her out on a date later ghosted her. What?
Sure, yeah. I'd love to go to dinner.
Sounds fun.
Ever.
Whatever. I love
did
yours.
You go?
I texted him and I was like, lovely, you know, to see you again the other night. We went back and forth twice and then he ended with, ha. And I haven't heard anything.
Oh.
So it just happens. I don't know why. I don't know why. I would never do that.
Yeah, don't ghost a TV talk show host if you don't want to get called out about it publicly. Ben Affleck calls Jennifer Garner wonderful and great and a really good co-parent. And he says of his split with Jennifer Lopez, quote, there's no scandal, no soap opera, no intrigue. Well, that's not what it looked like to us. Miley Cyrus is releasing a movie along with her new album, Something Beautiful, that is set to drop on May 30th.
If I break away any bodies between us,
I can't decide if I like it or not. It's described as a pop opera, and the 13-track visual album will also debut in theaters on June 6th. I don't know what day in June, but sometime in June. Speaking of June, flowers in the summer are always fun. And Barbara Streisand's flowers discovered her own. She discovered her own new breed of a bright pink rose. It just popped up one day about 5 years ago in her garden in Malibu. And now she's secured the naming rights. You can even buy a Barbara's Baby for $58 for a rose bush. I don't think so. American Greetings now offers personalized video e-cards featuring celebrities like Kevin Bacon, Martin Short, Dolly Parton, Lainey Wilson, and Shaq, as well as, y'all, Ice-T.
Yo, what's up? You know I get down every day. I'm straight up G. And there's nobody harder than Ice-T. We're taking it from Ice-T to Nice-T. All for your big day.
Ice-T to Nice-T with rainbows and unicorns. Happy birthday. Nikki Glaser expressed her full support for those using Ozempic, emphasizing there's no shame in that kind of weight loss.
And the shame is only from thin people who want you to stay fat. Like, that's really where it's coming from. They're so mad that you're getting thin now because that's all they have, right? You have, like, you're dynamic. You have a good personality.
That is so funny.
And they're like, no. They're so mad, but they can't say it,
no.
Right? It's suddenly all these thin white women are like, diabetics need their meds. It's like, no, I think you're upset that Kathy Bates has a thigh gap. Like, I think that's maybe, she's coming for you.
All right. And our dirt alert. Cardi B was shocked after finding that her daughter, Culture, had drawn a little ink heart on her $60,000 yellow Hermes bag.
Literally spent $60,000 on this purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse.
Probably shouldn't be spending that kind of money on purses. That's what I'm saying. And a Kardashian alert. Remember when Kim Kardashian was tied up and robbed in Paris back in 2016? Y'all, that's been 9 years ago. I cannot believe it. The suspects are finally going to trial in May, and Kim will be testifying. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome. $60,000 for a purse.